Howdy.
Hey.
Alright, boys.
Wagwan, fellas. How we doing?
Looking good, yeah. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Matthew.
And we should probably explain that there is four of us on this bonus episode. Oh, we should also say this is a bonus episode, and if you didn't already know, that's shame on you, because it's on the artwork and the title. But anyway, we've got Alex Smith of Episode 5 fame and the Outro Marmosets. How are we doing, fella?
I'm feeling good. Yeah. I'm feeling good. Yeah. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, we've got an exciting announcement later on, but it was kind of like clickbait. Sorry, guys, because we're not giving it to you until the end of this episode. You got to hear us chat shite for a bit first.
Yeah.
Something we're good at.
Pass the test. Technically, you've all got a quiz afterwards, but they have to pass the test of listening to us to chat shit for a bit, and then they get the announcement.
Yeah, man. So we're just going to chat mega wham. So let's go.
Right. So let's start with movies. What shit have we been watching while being stuck inside, not being able to socialise and shit?
I know one thing that I've been pestering everyone to watch because I'm an absolute nightmare for it.
I know what you're going to say. I fucking know what you're going to say already.
Honestly, mate. Ari Aster is one of the best directors I think he has ever come onto the old playing field and went, do you know what? This is what I'm putting down for you. So either Hereditary or Midsommar.
Midsommar. Yeah, you keep going on about
however you'd like to pronounce it.
I've not yet watched Hereditary, but I watched Midsommar and fucking hell, that took a twist.
You've got to be ready to walk into a film like that.
Yeah,
it's just emotionally bleak from start to finish, but he describes it right.
My kind of thing.
As a breakup film. Like, if you have seen the film. No. If you've seen the film, he describes it as a breakup film, and it's like, that's pretty extreme. Like,
yeah.
I would have liked to have broken up with the dude. I was going to say,
I wonder what kind of fucking breakups he went through, because she must have fucking given him some shit. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, do you know what? My heart goes out to the fella, but it also kind of like fears him a little bit. Like,
yeah.
Because what's next? What else is he going to bring out that's just going to scare the fucking bejeebus out of everyone? But it doesn't really scare you. It's more the shock factor. You see shit that you don't expect to see. And you know when it's like graphic detail, you sort of, it slaps your head off. You don't need it. Sometimes too much, you know.
Yeah, definitely. There's some bits where like the scene just comes out of nowhere and you're like, I didn't sign up for this.
Literally, mate. Nah. You should have a waiver before the start of like Midsommar, maybe. Hereditary, maybe not so much, but.
And don't watch it with your family either, because it.
Yeah, don't watch that with family. That'll fuck you up. They're looking at you going, what are you into?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
For anyone who's not watched it, though, it's kind of like a Wicker Man sort of film. It's like your typical folk.
Yeah,
cult, right?
Your classic cult. Yeah, yeah. It's all pagan cult. They're going to sacrifice and onwards you go from there.
Pretty much.
But really bleak.
Yeah. Another one I've watched that Pearson recommended to me recently was Hell House LLC. It's on Amazon Prime. I'm not usually big into found footage films because I think they've been overdone a lot, like especially within the last decade or so. Fucking honestly, especially now with Netflix and Amazon Prime, you know what I mean? There's a shitload of films like that on there. But this is actually a pretty standout film. Like, I'd never heard of it until you told me about it.
And it's good.
Crack on with some like horrors, but it's fucking, yeah, it's pretty good. So it's basically about these people who like run like horror houses that you walk through and stuff, and people scare the shit out of you, and they basically find this abandoned house that has a bit of history behind it, and they go in there, everything's pretty much set up from because it's all run down and there's pentagrams on the walls and shit, so they basically stay there for a month doing it all up, prepping for the opening for October, and in that time shit gets real fast. and the opening night on it, it poof, shit does get real. It's fucking
go off like milk, does it?
It does.
Yeah,
it go off like milk. Get sour fast.
Get sour fast.
It's fucking good. You can vouch for it, can't you, Pearson?
Yeah, it is good. Definitely worth a watch. I have a fucking list of what I've watched because I started logging everything on Letterboxd.
I need to do that.
Yeah, I need to participate within the old Letterboxd community. I have got it. I just haven't put myself forward towards it yet, but I will. What films have you watched there, Pearson? Name some out and we'll go yay or nay.
Should I just go through the whole list? I'll just talk about the horrors.
Go for a pat, pat, pat.
Right. We started with Carrie. The original.
Newest one, not old one.
The original. Misery.
1978.
1976. Ooh. Going to talk about your Rain Man ability later, aren't we?
Maybe. We'll give it a go. Yeah. I mean, it's not boding well at the moment, is it? We might have to put it away for a while.
Misery. Fracture.
Yes.
And then I did every single Halloween movie there has ever been.
Good mom.
Including number 3. I'm going to say, I like that
The thing
one.
Is that I fucking, I've said this before. As a standalone film, Halloween 3 would have been sick. If it was named Season of the Witch, even, do you know what I mean? No Halloween there. If it was even named that, if it was released as its standalone film, I reckon that would have done well. And it's got a cult following to it. It's fucking good.
I like the idea because they wanted to do I said this on the podcast before, I'm just boring listeners now, but they did say they wanted to do a John Carpenter Halloween film every year with different characters, all the same universe.
Yeah.
That'd have been sick. Imagine getting excited every year for the new horror that John Carpenter is putting out.
There is some good little Easter eggs in Halloween 3 to the Halloween franchise, with the bit where Tom Atkins' character's sat in the bar and Halloween's playing in the background on the TV and that.
I'll be honest, now that it's September, Jess has started buying loads of Halloween stuff for the house.
I have started
singing in my head, four more days till Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Halloween. Four more days till Halloween, Silver Shamrock. Shamrock.
Yeah.
That was performed by me, just to let you know.
And
then, after that, I jumped to They Live, another John Carpenter one.
Yes.
It's
got Roddy Piper.
Chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Yeah.
And I'm all out of bubblegum. Yes, man.
It's sick.
That was the first time I ever watched it. And it was ever since me and Maya went watching John Carpenter live with Daniel Davis and Cody Carpenter. And they played the theme from that. Same and I had it stuck in my head.
Fucking good.
After it, and I was like, a massive projector behind him showing him your clips the movie it's from. And I kept bugging Matty going, what is that movie? And so I loved that.
Another good one you need to watch, actually, sorry to just butt in here, is John Carpenter's Prince of Darkness. If you haven't seen that, check it out. It's got Alice Cooper in it for fucking starters.
Is that the one when we were watching it in the projector, it had the... which always creeps me out in horror movies, the little girls in white dresses in black and white. I sound like a crazy man. Thank you, Matty.
No, this is these demons possessing people. That's the gist of it. I don't want to spoil it. Just watch it. Prince of Darkness, good film. Alice Cooper's in it. That should just sell it off for you anyway.
Okay.
Watch it.
And then I watched The House That October Built, number 2, because I've seen the original a lot and we liked that. If you want to watch...
I've not watched that. That's been on the list for a while.
When you came around. Watch the first one. The second one is dreadful.
Oh, no.
So sorry if the director's listening or writer, but my opinion. I'm sure it won't break your heart. Then
Gold Star Frank, kid.
The original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes.
Then binge Scream.
Oh, mate.
Classic.
Well, let's talk about Scream for a second, yeah? Scream 5. Are you mad?
Oh, mate. Neve's confirmed for it. Courtney Cox is coming back, and so's David.
David Arquette.
Yeah, and Matthew Lillard wants to come back.
Yeah, he does.
So that's got to be some weird flashback kind of thing, I reckon.
They didn't show him fully dying on screen. Well, just say
it was dying. You said if you didn't see them die on screen, did they?
Oh,
die?
That's true.
Exactly.
Oh, you could get him with that.
Only one of them was shot in the head at the end of the film. The other one, he just, it, like Matthew Lillard's character, just kind of fucking
took a TV to be
shot. And,
I didn't die, Sydney.
I guess he did take a TV to the face. He did take that TV to the face, but that's not as solid as getting shot in the forehead with a.
We're also talking '90s TVs, mate, which were fucking massive.
Yeah, true.
So I've seen a rumor and a theory of what they're going to do with Scream 5, which means that they'll get.
Who? When?
I'm back.
Please may you repeat
I'm back
in English. Thank
okay,
you.
We'll try this again. Can you hear me?
Yes, but you're frozen.
Yeah, we're clear. Okay. We'll roll with that anyway.
All right, okay. Roll this.
So there is a rumor of what Scream 5 is going to be, how it can evolve all of the original from the Scream, where they're going to do it like Wes Craven's new Nightmare.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Matt, you keep
it out.
Yeah. Have you got porn buffering on another tab?
Potentially. Potentially. No. Am I back? Am I back? Oh. Is this okay?
Yeah, Blue Brooke Smith.
You good.
Yeah, you good, Blue. You good.
Right, let's try this again. I'm gonna. There we
you
go.
You good? You good?
I want to see both hands above the table, stable, please.
Oh, I've seen it. So I've seen a theory of how they can involve all the original cast from the original Scream. Where they're going to do it like Wes Craven's new Nightmare, where it'll be the actors playing themselves, and that there's a ghost face in that universe.
Oh yes, so someone's taking the ghost face character a bit too seriously in real life and thinking, yeah, I'm going to go stalk the actors and actually,
yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that because you had like them filming Stab on number. Have you finally watched number three?
That's the thing. You've got like a film within a film within a film.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, on Scream 4, they're starting to, the beginning of Scream 4.
It's like, what? When they act like Stab 7 or something?
Yeah,
Stab 6, Stab 7, Stab 8 or something like that.
The beginning of Scream 4 is like two people watching like Stab 6 and then they get killed.
Oh, shit. It is.
That turns into a different, like, two people watching them two get killed. Yeah. And the next minute they're in Stab like fucking 8. And do you know what I mean? It trips you out at the beginning a bit. But it's cool because it is like homage to like Wes Craven's New Nightmare. And
Which would be nice because. You know, Wes Craven being the master that he is. Yeah.
Fucking, yeah.
Rest in peace. Anyway.
As long as it's better than the TV series, that's all.
I liked the TV series.
I've restarted the series again.
Two.
You broke up there, so three, you're talking about, you probably didn't like. Not true.
Well, three, they brought the Ghostface costume back, aren't they? The original Ghostface costume. So like, I've started watching it again because, like, at first, when it originally came out, I thought, it's too MTV for me, this. Like, too fucking...
But isn't that what Scream is?
It's very American, yeah.
Oh, man. But I thought, give it another go.
Like.
Yeah, 100%. But I thought, fuck it, let's give it another go. So I'm watching through them again. I've got high hopes for Scream Series 3, so...
If it ever comes out...
Sorry?
No, Series 3. Series 3 out, no.
Yeah, so...
What?
I've got horrific reviews.
But they brought the original Ghostface costume back for you, though, because they had that Brandon James mask where it was like, it's a bit different.
Oh, yeah, they did. I thought that was cool.
It is a cool approach to it, yeah, definitely.
You can tell you are way not into it. You're like, yeah, it is. It's cool. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Approach. It's not as good as the old Ghostface.
Anyway, I'll move on. I then watched The Crow. Then,
have you seen that before?
Yeah, of course.
Have you ever? Yeah, I've got to.
Yeah,
can't be the first time.
No, definitely not.
This isn't his first rodeo.
I then started watching a few classics, so Candyman, The Shining, Nightmare on Elm Street, Jaws. If you count Jaws.
Jaws is sick. Yes. Jaws is sick. Oh my god. Love Jaws. Yes. Yeah.
Then the Last House on the Left.
Just going back there, he's mentioned about Nightmare on Elm Street. I watched Freddy vs. Jason the other day. That's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
There was, like, I remember production company that, it's not going to be Blumhouse at the time, but they wanted to do, like, a Michael Myers versus Hellraiser at one point.
Could you imagine?
Of all people,
pretty sure it was that.
For Mikey to go up against.
I know, but don't quote me because, you know, nothing I say can be fact. But yeah, I remember that being spoken about. Innocent until
proven guilty.
Yeah. And then The People Under the Stairs, which has become one of my favourite films.
Yeah. Good film.
Have you ever seen that?
That one I've not done. No.
Oh, dude. No. It's a...
It is Stephen King film, isn't it? Stephen King book that it was based off. Is it? Oh, I'm just fucking making shit
I think
up,
you're yeah. thinking of... It's Wes Craven.
We did say we're chatting well. Yeah.
It is Wes Craven. I don't know.
I'm going to Google that.
John Carpenter to be... Did you say John Carpenter? No, Stephen King. Jesus.
Stephen King.
I'm having a minute. Getting facts wrong here. But it's definitely... Wes Craven.
Fact checker at the end of this.
We do. This is... I'd skip to the end, people. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Watch that film. It's so good. I'm not saying anything about it.
What's it on?
I don't even know. Matt, you'll find out. I know. Google it. I'm not Googling it.
Googling it.
Matthew's Googling it.
Right, I'll carry on then. Then watched It Follows. Have you ever seen that?
A fucking blinder.
That's such a good film.
Yes.
The soundtrack on it as well. Fucking so good. Right, then we went... Well, I'm going to go a bit faster because we've got to speed shit up here.
I was chatting, by the way. It's not. It's, Stephen King didn't write it.
You fucking wham chatter.
Told you.
Oh!
So every time someone says wham, there has to be a cut to a wham music video.
Or a wham wham.
Yeah. Wham. Or what was that dude? What's that? Wow, what, the guy in the film... Where he always goes, whammy! What's he? You know the guy I'm on about? Yes!
Anchorman sportscaster.
Yes!
That's it.
That's
whammy!
Every time I say chat, wham. Know what I mean?
Oh, right.
A jitterbug.
It's not available anywhere. The People Under the Stairs, you've got to fucking rent it.
Rent it, it's worth it.
I know a guy.
I'll stick it on your dodgy box.
I know.
We've all got one.
Don't say that loud.
Oh, right.
Don't let them know.
If you want to pirate it, it's up to you. I'm not looking out for the studio that I've made millions of pounds off it.
We don't condone it, but if you do it, you do it.
Yeah. Anyway, I watched Seven after that.
Admit to me. Seven, the old classic...
What's in the box?
Brad Pitt, what's in the box?
Morgan Freeman. Right, I had a hard time watching this again because Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, yes.
Yeah.
Creepy fuck.
Yeah, this is one of my top films, but it's even creepier now.
I was the same.
Same with Baby Driver.
Yeah, and LA Confidential.
Yeah.
One of my favourites, and now it's ruined.
Yeah.
Three really top quality films he is now besmirched on a TV show. He's also now besmirched.
What's the other one he's in? American Beauty, is it? That's also really.
Was American Beauty? I think so.
Or is smoking, smoking real weed on set?
Negotiator with Samuel Jackson.
Oh, what an asshole.
Tons.
Anyway,
Dick.
I then watched Get Out, classic.
Yes. Jordan Peele again, pulling films out of the fucking blue and just destroying horror concept.
And then I watched Ready or Not.
Yes.
Have you ever seen Ready or Not?
Yeah.
That's so sick.
I've seen that one.
Yeah. Such a good movie.
It was a pretty good
song. That was actually one of mine off your recommendation because I hadn't seen it.
Happy day. I feel like I'm recommending so many movies now. Yeah, listen to me, people.
What's Ready or Not about?
So this woman marries into a family that are rich and successful from selling board games.
They're called the Dumas. But it's really funny because it sounds like dumbass.
And on the night of the wedding, it is tradition to play a game at midnight. So the bride doesn't know about this until the day of the wedding. She then gets taken into the game room because they're that rich. They have a game room. And the answer, there's loads of backstory, but the answer to this card, you draw a card. You could get checkers, you know, whatever, Connect Four.
It's basically a bunch of games that you can get.
Yeah. But if you get hide and seek, you play hide and seek. And she says, well, there's no real way for me to win hide and seek. And he's like, well, you could hide until, you know, the sun comes back up. She starts laughing like, no, I'm not going to do that. Anyway, she goes and hides, start playing hide and seek. What she doesn't know, and kind of a spoiler, they are hunting her down to kill her if you draw hide and seek.
Oh, shit.
Not going to tell you why. Just go watch it. Oh, it's so good.
It's good.
It's like one of my...
I'm sure I've got it on Amazon Prime, actually, so I'll give you my account details. You can log in.
I've got it. I've got... I might watch it in a bit, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, do it. It's so good.
It's good.
It's worth a watch.
Yeah, ready or not, and a simple favour. Bless you.
Simple favors.
And a simple favor.
Yeah.
They're like mine and Jess's go-to for recommendations.
Oh! Film. Is that Anna Kendrick and...
Blake Lively. Yeah,
it's kind of like a girly one, but it's pretty good.
Blake Lively,
oh, it's so good. That's such a good film. Right, then...
The old femme fatale, yeah. Good
film. I watched... It's not a horror, but I watched The Gentleman with you lot.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Fizzy biscuits.
Fizzy biscuits.
I do these fizzy biscuits and the only snack. Oh, mate. Fuck me. The Gentleman is a fucking film.
It's so good.
Whoa. Guy Ritchie's too good, man.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch that again. Right.
That's the highlight of that film. Is the bit where he's talking about where the location of his like weed farm is, and he just like freeze frames on an old lady and then scribbles in the word cunt.
Yeah. The sightseers with the cameras and the fields, yeah.
Oh my god.
Never heard a cunt right here. Yeah,
busy
yeah,
cunt.
Great movie. Yeah.
It was I'll tell you what, do you know what you should do if you can actually is Joe Rogan actually did a podcast with Guy Ritchie.
He did, yeah, because he always
just before
suits.
The Gentleman actually came out.
God, I remember
yeah,
this
and
shit.
He describes
yeah.
it all, how it works, how the film is tailored to how he's like working at the time. Dude's a genius. Dude knows how it works. I'll happily call him a genius.
That'll be good to listen back to, like after watching it now. Yeah, I'm
another good
that.
One on Netflix or Amazon Prime is one called I See You.
You need to think I've heard of it. Told that that's pretty good, you know.
Yeah, what's yeah, it about? It's fucking. So these people go into this house and they basically hide in the loft, staying there, like kind of like what do they call it, squatting in someone's house.
Oh yeah.
But we do that all the time. It kind of misleads you into different people thinking like. Different people are like doing these tricks to the actual residents of the house. It's a horror, so I don't want to actually say too much because it'll spoil it because there's different twists and turns in it. But yeah, it's fucking creepy.
Do you know what
it's
that
creepy.
Reminds me of?
Goes down.
I fell
I was
down.
Say Parasite. Were you going to say Parasite?
No, because I haven't seen
is
Parasite.
Sick. Oh my god! Honestly, like I didn't think I've watched films with subtitles and that like Wreck, obviously that are fucking sick, so I always give them a go. And Parasite got like rave reviews, so I thought I'm gonna watch it.
Pearson, and please see yourself.
Won an Oscar, didn't it?
Yeah man.
Like
best
honestly,
picture.
Not surprised.
Yeah, because I can't even begin to describe it to you because I need you to see it first, and then I can just talk about it to you afterwards. But like, there's just different concepts in the way that it's
visualized. Yeah.
It's worth watching, mate. It's really good.
Ooh, okay.
It's intense. It really draws you in, actually. Like, you do really get drawn into what's going on.
Yeah. And there's big twists in that as well. And they go into, like, people see interpret in different ways. Like, people are saying it's showing you, like, the differences with the social divides and classes and shit like that, of how it's like in, like, is it Korea?
Yeah.
Based in and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's fucking good. Train to Busan is another one as well.
Yeah, so that's on Shudder as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, before I was going to say that I See You reminds me of I fell down a rabbit hole on Reddit at one point. I can't remember what subreddit. It was talking about like this person kept seeing food missing out of the fridge, and they lived alone, set up a camera, and they saw someone living in the walls, and they would climb down at night, take a piss in the kitchen sink, eat the food, and then climb back up, and they were living in the walls and stuff. And there's like,
how long did they do that for?
Oh, well, this is the thing. They don't know. It could have been ages. There's others, like, people have found hidden rooms in the houses, and there's just like empty crisp packets and bottled drink and shit like that. Like,
and finding a hidden room in your house and not being told about it.
And you don't know how
Smith would be more pissed off about that. He's not bothered about any person living
in there. I know a fuck who's living in there. I just want to know about my extra rooms, mate. Because yeah, I can turn that into good shit. Yeah? If I know what I'm working with, it's all good.
Yeah, but
that hidden rooms.
It's a common thing, apparently. I think more in America.
Fucked up. I'm going to search my fucking house now.
Yeah, why not? I mean, to be fair, I've not done that yet, so might have to.
Ta-da.
You've got me onto something now. I'm checking everyone's houses now. You're not hidden rooms.
I'll live here.
On to you.
Yeah. Right. Then I watched a film called The Children. That is fucking weird. I rated it a 3, so it can't be that amazing. But it's like, it's kind of like a parasite is taking over children and causing them to try and kill the parents. And it's like this family come together all for like the holidays and stuff, and you start seeing people die, and like, oh, it's fucking creepy because you just see this tiny little kid like dart around a greenhouse with this creepy weird smile, and then you're like, oh, kill him. I've never rooted for someone to kill a baby, but oh my god, kill it. Fucked up in that movie.
I do not support violence towards children, but towards that film, I fully support it.
Yep. I then watched something called Exhibit A that I have no memory of. I must have been
Exhibit A
in my uncle's basement or something. Because, nope, don't remember that. Moving swiftly on after getting cancelled. I then watched Host, which we've all seen, haven't we?
Yeah.
That's the old Zoom call one, isn't it?
Yeah, with what is it? Where like a medium is talking to people who have died.
Is it a seance?
Yeah. They do a seance over Zoom.
It's a pretty good concept, isn't it? Mm-hmm. To say it came out and they've done it during lockdown, it's a pretty good concept, and fair play to them because they've done it all.
It's
not a long movie either, because Zoom only gives you 40 minutes recording time. The film is 50 minutes. So that's like a nice nod.
Yeah.
I must have had an account.
That 10 extra minutes.
Yeah, man. That's exactly what it is.
5 intro, 5 that. Outro.
Yeah.
You know.
Good shot. They could have just done that way as well.
I think they did, to be honest. Right. Very I then watched, it's not a horror, but Deep Impact, if anyone's seen it.
Yeah, classic.
Such a good movie. Oh. Doesn't get enough credit because it came out the same time as Armageddon, but
so it's overlooked. Yeah.
Right. I then watched Scream again, and then I started binging every single Batman movie because I watched the Pattinson Batman trailer.
It does look good, you know.
It does.
I'm looking forward to actually seeing it. Yeah,
reminded me of the Tim Burton stuff.
I love Tim Burton's Batman. It's fucking cool. Danny DeVito is Penguin.
Colin Farrell looking like Richard Young.
He looks interesting.
I think Danny DeVito is the best thing since sliced bread. He's just the best.
But that is all my movies. Well, there's some extras that I've not mentioned, but they don't really fall into what we'd watch. So,
yeah, it's cool. What about you, Lon?
So, Pierce has mentioned a good few of them, actually, and I've got to admit, first of all, that I'm going to declare that before lockdown, I had never seen Scream 3 and Scream 4.
But you did the typical Lund thing where you knew exactly what happened and read all
of it. Did you read up on it?
Of course he did.
He does it for every film.
No. Watch it, then read up on it, mate. Because then you can, if there's any little bits that you've missed out on first time around, it's sound, then you can read up on it. Don't fucking spoil it for yourself.
I make the effort now not to do that.
Call you out on it.
I'm learning.
He says he makes the effort not to, right? But it takes effort to go out your way and actually go research all that shit. It's not like it was just
watch what you just researched.
So here's my logic on that. So ages ago, exhibit A being Mr. Matthew Ashton here likes to spoil films from time to time.
Time to time? You're fucking mad. Every six so out of ten.
I am going to have control of how I get this movie spoiled for me.
He spoils them all anyway myself. For himself.
I'll spoil it for myself.
Corrupts himself.
Like a mess.
Dad, that's why I'm worried, because the Halloween Kills script's been leaked. It's on the internet.
Yeah, no. That is one you cannot spoil yourself.
Can't say it. No, I've not read it. I don't want it, but I feel like Lund might fucking...
No, I'm...
There you go, now listen here, boys.
No, I want to enjoy that.
I've got an idea for the new Halloween Kills movie.
So, Matthew, want to see how it is?
What are theories for Halloween? Sorry, Matt, I'll let you carry on with that and I won't...
All right, yeah. No, it's fine. Go on. I'll let you finish.
What are theories smoke? For Halloween Kills? Like Halloween Kills, like, so obviously we've seen from the trailer that firefighters come to the scene. Obviously, Michael gets help work from firefighters. Hmm. What do we think?
Well, he's going to get taken to a hospital.
Ooh,
so do you think he's going to break out? Do you reckon he's going to be in hospital? I think it's going to be like at the Halloween 2 film, basically, where he's actually in hospital.
Obviously, it will.
Laurie's in hospital, but you know what I mean? You get the
gist. That's a good show.
Yeah. It'll start like that. Look, it's all part of the continuity of it.
Oh, actually, what if they twist it so, like, whereas they did with the Halloween remake, so Halloween 2018, like, Laurie was the one hunting Michael down.
Yeah.
Now Michael's a PTSD ridden, like, behind the curtain. Oh, no, Laurie's
killing him. Yeah, that's what I mean. But now Mike's getting hunted down by Laurie, and he's the one in hospital.
Well, Michael Myers in a mask and his little down rope and shit.
She's the one on the way to the hospital and fucking stalking him down the corridors, and he's the one hiding in like the fucking the rooms behind the curtains and
no,
shit.
No, you can't do
I was
that.
Sorry.
You cannot do that. But no, remember, she isn't going to hospital. She's in the back of some pickup truck.
She's out. She's fucking out of Dodge.
I think he escapes through the woods where she had like the shooting range and shit.
Yeah.
Or does he disguise himself as a firefighter?
Oh, so
it's like a Halloween H2O.
Kills one of those motherfuckers and then just gets one of those fucking, gets one of the uniforms on and off he fucks.
Yeah.
See, that was one of the things with Halloween H2O. That was fucking mental. The ending to that, where he takes one of the paramedics' outfits, walks off, and then Laurie thinks Michael's in the back of this car in a body bag.
So
and then she ends up crashing the car.
H2O, isn't it?
Because she basically thinks Michael's that, but what he's done is he's crushed this paramedic's vocal cord so he can't speak.
Can't talk.
This paramedic's in a full, like, Michael Myers outfit, and he's there trying to get to her. She's thinking he's trying to kill him, basically. He ends up crashing, and she chops his head off. You only find out in Halloween Resurrection that, it was a paramedic, and Mikey's fucking pulled a fast one on her.
Here's the thing
that I always think about in regards to Halloween 1. So he was been in prison since he was a child to do with the murder of his sister. How did he learn to drive?
Well, they said this in the original Halloween film. It was like, how has he learned to drive?
Most American cars are automatic.
Yeah, but you're talking
about putting it in. It's Prindle in it, P-R-I-N-D-L or something.
Yeah, but you're talking about the 70s. Okay. You're talking about the 70s here, though.
Yeah, okay. So they would all be the
most
same.
Most automatic cars in the 70s. Does that make it better?
Cars in the 70s, or are we just being add-on here?
I'm pretty
sure.
Was there
automatic cars in the 70s?
No.
Oh, Jamie.
It was me, now. Nah.
That's what I'm saying. The car.
This is another mystery for Scoob in the gang. Let's have a look.
I'm on it.
He's on it.
They kind of explained it off in, like, if you watch like Halloween 6, you know, when they bring in the whole cult situation, it's like, well, the guy who's the leader of the cult was the guy who ran Smith's Grove, who was incarcerated at, so he could have taught him how to drive.
I know we all have a quiz coming up in a bit, but do you want to take a guess when automatic transmissions got invented?
It's going to be like fucking 1940s, isn't it, now or something?
Are we allowed a clue, or is it?
I'm going to say 80s.
I'm going to say 60s now, because you're making it sound like it's even earlier than 70s.
I'm going to go 1954 now. Just
1932.
Oh, are you having a laugh?
Ha! Well, there you go.
No way.
1932. He drove an automatic car, and that's how he got the fuck out of those joints. Yeah.
Or, you know, stop fixating on the tiniest bit. Enjoy the movie.
Yeah, you fuck.
Oh.
Right, I'll speed this up because we can get to this quiz. So, quick mentions of what I've been watching. Obviously, as I mentioned, Scream.
Mm-hmm.
I've also been watching on Shudder the Curse Film series.
Nice.
Which I think we've all watched.
No, it's me who needs to catch up. It is I who falls.
So, highlight episodes. Going to mention The Exorcist, because obviously it's The Exorcist.
Yeah.
And then also a quick Poltergeist. Mm-hmm. And probably the heaviest one that I didn't really know about, and it absolutely caught me off guard, was the Twilight Zone one. I'm not going to say anything else about it, because you need to go but and watch
go,
it.
Go look that up. To quote Dogs, it is rough. Terrible death joke there for you, boys.
Love it! It is rough. Yes!
Oh, man. That was good. That was good.
It's very choppy in parts, though, so watch out.
But yeah.
But yeah. Tenet.
I've not seen that yet. How is it?
I really enjoyed it. I think everyone that I've spoken to about it has said they get about an hour in, and then they say that it makes sense after about an hour. So you have to roll with it, and it'll eventually make sense.
You gotta roll with it.
That.
It's like a film replicating a school exam. Like an hour in, you're like, oh, okay. That's what I've wanted. Yeah.
Nolan.
Been missing that in movies, yeah.
Christopher Nolan again. What a director, man.
Yeah, amazing, but I'm sick of seeing the adverts for fucking Tenet.
Because it's like the only film out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so like, annoying.
Goes to the cinemas. What choices are there? Is Tenet?
Yeah, it's not quite a place to come out yet. Or are we still waiting for it?
Still waiting for it.
Do you know what? I don't know. Are we? Did it get delayed?
Yeah. I think we are, you know.
There is no date in it currently.
Which, fair enough. Going back to Tenet, I am in... Is anyone a fan of IT Crowd?
Yes.
Okay, so there's an episode... I'm in like a shit posting group on Facebook. That's how dedicated I am to this
TV. To the cause.
Yeah. And someone's recreated the Tenet poster, but with Richard Ayoade, and it just says Nettenberg over the top. It's so good.
Fire at sea parks.
Fire at a sea. Oh, watch the IT Crowd. If you take any film recommendations, watch the IT Crowd. Anyway, sorry, Lon, go on.
But yeah, otherwise than that, as you mentioned, Ready or Not, great film.
So good.
That's the main ones, I'd probably say. There is a lot more, but none are coming to mind, so I'm just going to leave it
Knives
at
that. Knives Out. Knives Out is one of these. Yes. Knives Out. Yes.
Yes.
Talk to me. Yes, man.
Jamie Lee playing the usual pissed off character as usual.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig doing a southern fucking detective.
What did you think of that southern accent?
I enjoyed it. I don't know. I knew it was going to be bad, but it was just one of the, I kind of got behind it because I knew it wasn't going to be amazing. It was just, all right, I'm just going to deal with what I've got, but it's not entirely awful. It
threw me off of the fact that I know how he speaks and how he sounds. Yeah. So it was kind of like...
He's got to take it with a pinch of salt, haven't you? He's got to be like...
See, I don't know how he sounds, but I kind of imagine... It's the same thing like Tom Hardy, if you've heard him speak out of films.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a, whoa.
Yeah, because he's got quite a... He's a very well-spoken southern accent, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And then when you get him in films...
From like Chester.
Is he?
Daniel Craig.
No, we're not talking Daniel Craig.
I thought you meant Tom Hardy then.
Fucking Tom Hardy. Yeah, he's like, you're having me on. You're having a bubble. Do you know, Tom Hardy is fucking brilliant in Legend as well, when he plays Ronnie and Reggie Cray.
Tom Hardy's sick.
Yes.
But Knives Out, for anyone that hasn't watched it, is basically Cluedo, but as a movie, watch it. It's so good.
Many a good actor in that film.
Yeah.
Many a good actor.
But yeah. Otherwise, not to conclude it, I've got a quiz for you boys.
Go on. Let's go. Right. So we all have custom buzzers. So for audio listeners, this is probably going to be really annoying. Should we go around and audition our buzzers?
Okay, so let's start off with Mr. Pearson.
Got a fucking farmer.
Hey, puppy.
That's my buzzer.
Okay.
Matt, you broke up again then.
But I think, there you go.
You said me, right.
Yeah,
here's mine.
Fuck you, asshole.
Smith?
Smith?
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Oh,
right.
No. Okay.
Is at the ready.
Are we ready, boys?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Hey, my heart's racing. It shouldn't be. It's only a quiz, but I'm probably like, I better win.
The anxiety I'm feeling.
Number one. On episode 30, what did James say he wore at the reception of the strip club in Sheffield?
What did he wear?
Yeah.
What did he wear?
He wore something.
That's Marty.
Slippers.
Not the main thing I'm going to mention. There's one thing that he wore.
Can I...
Go on. Yeah.
He wore a pink dressing gown. Let's go.
1 point to Pearson. Okay, so number two. Who did our good friend Scott Finlay, otherwise known as WSWS Guitar, meet at the side of stage at a festival?
Sorry, Lund's stuttering like hell.
You're going to have to do that again.
Again. Okay, so who did our good friend Scott Finlay from SWS Guitars meet at the side of a stage at a festival?
Does that count as buzzing in?
Yeah.
30 Seconds to Mars? Oh, Jared Leto?
No.
Oh, shit. Oh, I do know this, but I'm going to leave it between you. So.
Was this Dave Grohl?
No.
Who was it?
Go on, Smith. Smith gets a free shot at this.
Fucking no idea.
Oh. Right.
Who got that then?
It was it.
Oh.
From my side, it was Matty.
I say Pearson, yeah.
Oh, whoa. Wait. Different.
Which one, Matt? Are you saying, Matt?
Me? I'm saying... It's too many Matts.
Not you.
This is why I call you all by your surnames.
Lund, you are Quizmaster. You get to decide answers.
So, from my side, Matty was first. So I'm going to go with Matty first.
Right,
Trish, I remember now.
I remembered. It was Slash.
It was Slash.
Let me close this window. I've got a fucking daddy long legs here.
Ooh!
Oh, I can see him.
Because didn't Slash's like roadie like hand Scott a guitar to give to him or something like that?
No.
Is it something like that? What was
well
it?
Remembered,
he came in halfway through a joke or something like that when they were speaking, and he was just like, ha ha. And then everyone just stopped speaking and looked at him.
How the fuck do you remember that?
This is why I didn't do the
quiz.
Some
people do, mate. It's just, this is why
we do need to have like
got your memory for
a massive one at episode 50. Someone has to go through and come up with these.
Big old quiz. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so number three.
Oh.
What mafia film did Kaya from Blood Youth say influenced one of the songs off the recent album?
I wasn't even there for this interview, so it's a complete guess. Was it The Irishman?
No.
Fuck.
Matt, you going again?
Whoa. That's so loud. That's not really racist. That's really loud. Was it The Godfather?
It was not.
Fuck you, asshole.
Goodfellas.
Yes.
Oh, nice. The only mafia film fucking left. Was it that one? No. Was it that one? No. It was the other one. Yeah.
So, just to jog your memories, it is the scene. Let me get to that.
All right. Hold your tongue.
God. Just to give you a recap on what that was, it was essentially the scene near the end of the film where he's being paranoid because a helicopter's following him.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I remember that. That
feeling in a song.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Sick.
Oh, yeah.
That was that.
Do we know what song that was?
I think it was Nerve off the top of my head.
Okay.
Makes sense.
As a guess. But just to recap what we're on. We're on Matt Pearson on 1 point. We got Matt Ashton on 2 points. And we got Mr. Alex Smith on 0 points so far.
It's all right.
Come on, Smith.
It's all great. It's okay. It's okay. It's cool. Okay. Number four is who gave Medina Lake a song for their third album?
I actually read it.
Matt Pearson.
Let's go.
Name it.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes.
Let's go. Yeah.
Billy Corgan, to be specific.
Bill Corgan, eh?
Okay, so number five. I've got a bonus question as well, but number five is the big one.
Big reveal.
I want you to list the following podcast episodes in order of release. So we've got
Christmas.
Oh, fucking hell. Guess, go for it, do whatever you want with it. Okay, so we've got Malevolence. We've got Jamie Finch.
Yeah.
We've got Ryan McCombs of Soil. All
right.
Sean Smith. And the episode titled Halloween and Pet Peeves.
Right. So I'm going Jamie Finch first.
No.
You're out.
Halloween. It's Halloween, isn't it?
Just because I'm
I think he's got it.
Right. It's the Halloween and Pet Peeves one.
Yeah.
Finch.
Yeah.
Right. So this isn't my answer, but just name the episodes again.
Okay. So just a recap, we've got Malevolence.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jamie Finch.
Yeah.
Ryan McCombs. Sean Smith. Halloween and Pet Peeves.
Okay. So we've got Halloween, Pet Peeves. Shit, what did I say then? Halloween Pet Peeves, Jamie Finch, then you've got Sean Smith, McCombs, and then Malev.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. That's right. That's correct.
Let's go.
Nine.
You wouldn't think I cue the episodes, would you?
That's
nice one. Nice one.
3-2-0.
Nice one, brother.
Okay. So at the current point, 3 points to Pearson, 2 points to Mr. Matty Ashton. 0 points at the point.
Oh, I think we need to end it on an even 420, if I'm honest with you.
Last
you can
one.
Do that.
No pressure.
So, bonus question is, what artist did we predict, all of us predicted this, that they would be playing at Download 2020 / Download 2021?
System of a Down.
Are you on about this?
So, to answer Smith, no, it wasn't System.
Fuck.
Matty buzzed
in. I know it now. Got a
buzz in.
Are you on about holding absence?
No.
No.
I know, you know it now.
Matt
Don't
Pearson.
Say it, Matt.
Was it Sleep Token?
No.
Fuck, buzz in, Smith.
I'm buzzing in, mate. It's Deftones, mate. It's fucking Deftones.
Oh,
yay!
Fuck me.
Yes. Okay. Nice one, boys. So.
Nice one, brother.
Nice one, brother. We've got Alex Smith on 1 point. We've got Mai Ashton on 2. And our winner of Matt Pearson on 3 points.
I had to recover something.
No, I don't.
Some form of humility.
Nice one,
boys. We'll just end with a cheeky solo.
That's the new podcast intro.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Nailed it.
Hold on, get a buzzer ready. I'm just going to come up with a few questions off the cuff. Fuck it. Let's go.
I like questions.
I like questions.
I like questions.
Oh, I love quizzes.
I do, mate. Honestly, I sit at home watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and stuff all the time.
Mate, it's sad. Me and Jess just quiz one another when watching movies. It's sad, but, you know, yeah.
I really enjoy it.
Right.
Keeps the brain fresh.
It does.
God, piano.
What a genius man. Oh.
Right. You ready for? Can we get a play of your buzzer, Matthew Lunn? All right, 1 minute. So sorry. Right. Do you know what?
That's better.
That gave me a question, so we'll start with that one.
Beautiful.
Which guest said their pet peeve was bad manners such as burping?
Oh.
That was Hamish Alex Smith.
Hamish of the Covey. I'm sure he said it, wasn't it?
I'm afraid that's incorrect.
What a lie.
Lun?
Is it Ben Samson?
Incorrect.
Ah,
and I go on, Matty.
Is it Ashley Green?
It isn't. The only reason I remember this is I was going to burp during the podcast, and I told them that I wasn't going to now. So we need, it's fair game here.
It was recent, wasn't it?
Yes, we're talking in the Great White Buffalo.
Oh.
And we'll give context to people of that later. Great White Buffalo. Go on, Lun.
Fuck you, asshole.
Lun got in
was
there.
Was it Jack from Marmosets?
It was Jack from Marmosets. Yes. Point for Lun. We'll start at zero here for everyone. Right. Second question. What was our first ever bonus episode on? Lun?
Was it the original one of what we was going to do where it was the episode for Scream where we went to watch the entire film, but because we started enjoying watching the actual film, we didn't talk.
we went half an hour.
Yeah, we did.
Lads, we not spoke.
We realised we just had a love for that film, and then within the first 5 minutes, I had already scrolled through all the facts on IMDb and we ran out of shit to talk about. We were just like, this is a sick film. But no, it wasn't one. Because that never got published. So our first ever bonus, that is Matthew Ashton.
It was with Smith, wasn't it?
No, that was an official episode 5.
There was a bonus episode, I think, before me, but I can't think of what it was.
So I'll give you a clue. It was not before Smith's episode.
Oh!
Matty?
Was it about It, Chapter 2?
It was not. That was also an official episode. Lun?
It's weird because we've got guests on there.
Was it the 31 Days of Halloween episode?
Well done, Lun. Well done. Yeah. So, for context for people, our episodes like changed from episode 1, it was just us chatting shit, and then with Smith on episode 5, but continued to chat shit up until episode 10. Where we started having guests, which takes me on to my next question. Who was the first ever guest on the podcast?
Fuck you, asshole.
Matty?
Our first ever guest was Smith.
Yes, it was.
That's me.
Can't believe you didn't get that, Smith.
Yes, well, I'll be honest, I clicked my thing and it didn't click.
Oh.
So I kind of took that as a bad omen. And I thought, I'm not going to try it again. So.
Right. Last one. What was the original theme song sampled from for the podcast?
Fuck you, asshole.
That was my.
Oh, it was sampled from us.
Incorrect.
Oh, shit, it was Get Out on it.
Go on, Lun.
It was, I got 5 on it.
It was. So it was played in Us, Matty, but
oh, fuck, not considered. Okay, yeah. I don't know why I just said Us. Yeah.
Not giving you, yeah, I wanted an official title.
I got 5 on it.
There we go. I think we're done with the questions from me. A shit 3, but you know, Lun 1.
Don't expect any questions from me.
I'm surprised I could come up with any off the cuff, to be
off
honest.
Off the cuff. Yeah,
shall we get down and dirty? Shall we get onto what we came here for, what everyone's been listening through all this bullshit for, unless they skipped in.
Pressing every, like, 15 yeah, minutes to skip.
Skipping right. In. You've probably done that.
When did they get to the good part?
Yeah, let's do it. Right, I think we should give the floor to Smith to announce it, if you want, or you can just say you.
Oh, by all means, I can talk some flow, chat some wham, spit some shit.
Right, so for anyone listening, this is the announcement.
Yeah, so the old big boy announcement is that these three lovely gentlemen sat me down the other week. I said the other week.
The other week?
A couple of weeks ago. Yeah, we'll call it the other week. Time scale is irrelevant to this story. Just know that it happened. I got sat down. Sit me down, and we said we were like, well, I said we. They sat me down and said, "Listen, we need someone to help us with like sort of like hardcore music and stuff. Like, we want to get more involved invested into it." And I said, "Well, I know bits and bobs. I know some shit." So I said I'd step in and set up a side project called The Hardcore Project. It's a side podcast that we've got going on, where basically I'm going to be the main host of said show. I'm going to talk to hardcore bands about pretty much like the origin of how they began, their just general journey, how they go about doing their things, and just general like tour stories and stuff, and just getting to know the bands a little bit better and stuff. That's going to be sort of the main focus of The Hardcore Project, which I'm really excited to get out of there, to be honest, and just get speaking to people. I think the reason we really spawned it as well was because it's a promotional value towards the hardcore bands as well, because especially we're not touring at the moment, it's fuck me, you know, you just sat at home waiting to release this music, you sat on all this music that you want to get out and show to people at shows again and stuff, and you know, you've not really got too much of an outlet to talk about it on, so I thought, you know, let this be a platform for them and, you know, get more out. And obviously, as we said, you know, you guys were going to focus more on your side of things and then let me get Rain on this.
Yeah, because let's be honest, when it comes to hardcore bands, there's knowledge and then there is the black hole of... It has, like, its own lore and shit. It's fucking...
Yeah. Because you've got so many, like you said, you've got so many sub-genres and all this sort of stuff, like, and it's a massive community, like, hardcore, like, from when I've been speaking to you about it, Smith, like, and speaking to Malevolence and, like, being on that episode with you for one of the episodes of the Hardcore Project, like, you see how big of a community it actually is, and it's widespread, do you know what I mean? Like, in the US, it's massive, in Europe, it's massive, and I feel like, especially when we had Malevolence on the episode, man, they were great guys on there, but... I feel like we could have got more out of that episode ourselves, but we didn't have that knowledge like you have, being like a mega like hardcore fan. Doesn't stop, baby. Do you know what I mean, though? So, like, obviously, with having these hardcore guests on, you having your own separate podcast, you can actually delve in a bit more into like more information, bits about shows, talking about different bands and stuff, and it's a completely different, like, you know what I mean, market for.
It's funny you say that because I'm always learning from a lot of it as well. Like, don't forget that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of the big things for me as well, which I was very much enticed about doing this sort of job, was learning about different concepts from other people around the world who sort of, we all have like this shared hive mind of hardcore, but then obviously like it all sprouts out after that. Like, where do you go with it? What do you do with it? How do you do things for your life on top of that? It's just cool to learn how other people do shit. So I guess it's also promoting that value, because people can take shit up. Like, for an example, would be with Holden Absence, with yourselves. How he was talking about running and just getting like fit and stuff. And like, I imagine people probably listen to stuff like that and probably go, "Do you know what? I should probably give that a go."
Mate, I started like running after chatting to Ash from that episode.
There it is. Do you know what I mean? It's little sort of things like that. So if there's little influences that you can get from outside in and then pop it back out over there, gold, isn't it?
Plus, I think your knowledge, it gives some, like, I feel like we didn't give the artists we had on much justice, because which people will find out when they listen to the Hardcore Project. So the first three episodes, there's one of us on each episode.
And
Smith is like Rain Man. He knows more than the actual bands do. He's like, oh, that show you did on the 3rd of October, 1922. during the Great Depression. I remember it. Yeah, the left speaker.
I was there, yes.
Well, I rewired it. So, you know, it's that kind of shit. It's terrifying. We don't speak much throughout them, but yeah.
Yeah. I've had to apologize profusely on that, because I feel so bad for putting a voice just like, you're going to sit with me, but you're not going to say a fucking word. It looks like I've got a gun under the table. It's going, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up.
It looks like you're on day release talking with Curtis.
Oh, man.
That's what like, we'll accompany you on this call.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, your mum's told you to bring your brother on the podcast.
Yeah. You got to look after him. You know what he's like. Yeah.
It could be anyone on that call.
Yeah.
It's what it gets like. But no, it's as I say, it's interesting to the people who want to be interested by it. I'm not expecting the whole world to listen to it, of course, but it's something that I'm hoping that can you pick watch up and oh yeah, just
you watch the whole world ideas ends up listening to this peak podcast.
Can you imagine?
Right, so we should probably explain how it's going to work. So it's going to come out on the same feed that you get an Earful podcast. You're just going to get it. It's going to be titled The Hardcore Project, Episode 1, blah, 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 you know. But all the socials are going to be separate. So go follow those socials. We'll spam the shit out of them tomorrow, no doubt.
Yeah, we'll paste them all over your fucking faces.
Be sick of seeing it.
Have it, take it. That'll be us, all over us.
That's going to be every Sunday, am I right?
Yes.
I think we said every Sunday, yeah.
I think we did. You can change that if you want, Smith.
No, we'll sit with every Sunday. And all if right. I want to change it, we'll sit with every Sunday.
So what's going to happen is, obviously, our episodes come out every 2 weeks, which is soon to change, hopefully. Hopefully, we're looking at every week. But for now, every 2 weeks. So ours come out on a Monday. And then the following week on that Sunday, you'll get The Hardcore Project. That's how it's going to work.
For all you hangovers. For all you hungover people sitting there, like, I need some. Yeah, for all your hangovers, mate, you know what I mean? Having this little nattering voice going right down your ear. That'll help you out. That'll sort your hangover right out. Fuck it off. What's my fucking drink?
So, just to do a quick recap of obviously the announcement that we are releasing a new podcast under the An Earful Podcast umbrella, called The Hardcore Project with Alex Smith, which is going to be discussing all things to do with the hardcore rock scene, talk about origin and all that different stuff, just obviously understanding all the different bands, and just giving a bit more justice than what we would have done originally, in terms of questioning information and knowledge about that scene. That's going to be every Sunday, unless it changes.
Unless stated otherwise, I plan to stick to every Sunday.
It's going to be on the same feed and channel as the Earful podcast comes out, but all the socials will be different, which is at An Hardcore Project.
I think it's The Hardcore Project, but I will definitely double check that for
you. We'll share the shit out of it.
I'm sure it's The Hardcore Project.
Exactly.
As if I don't know the name of my own thing.
Yeah, it's one of them. Just follow something anyway. I'll be all right. It's The Hardcore Project. Well, we're spamming you with it all anyway, so if you want to follow it, follow it. If you don't, fuck off. And we'll just go from there.
That's the attitude.
That's the tits.
That's the funny thing, actually. If you've listened to this whole episode hoping for something like, I don't know, I was announcing like we've got fucking Foo Fighters on or something like that, it's not happened.
No one's expecting us to have the Foo Fighters.
You didn't ask for it, you got it anyway.
Yeah. If you're not into hardcore project music, then fucking.
Yeah. You better fucking start. You better start. Better get into it.
I love the idea of Matty.
But seriously, though, you'll enjoy it.
Whoa, I'm talking.
Sorry,
shut your fucking mouth.
I love the idea of you calling it the Hardcore Project music.
I know, I realised that after I said it.
Like, that's a genre. Hardcore Project music.
The Hardcore Project music, don't forget. yeah, no, but like, being on the episode myself, like, I actually fucking enjoyed it. Like, even if I wasn't massively into it, like, it was cool just listening to it and like hearing the different perspectives and, you know what I mean, what's going on over there instead
it's
of what
a, it's I'm a completely different bubble. Attitude. There's like DIY yeah. aspects to it.
100%.
That's
yeah.
from what I well, thought from the conversation. Yeah. It's always going to be
DIY every day, baby. DIY every day. That's how you're going to live, man. Get shit done.
Yeah.
Get shit done attitude. Nah, that's I mean. That.
Lord. Yeah, we're done.
Yep, that's it.
That's all I've got to say about that.
So yeah, just to announce again, we've got a new project.
You have the time. You chatting shit.
I'm going to say it again.
Chatting wham.
Wham chatting here. Wham chatting.
I'm doing this for the people who've completely ignored the rest of the bonus episode just to get to this bit. And if you skip too over, like you do when you're trying to get to like the bit in a film and you miss the part what you've already seen and all that.
Yeah. And you go,
why are you skipping films?
He's too busy fucking reading about him.
Yeah, he's not even read about the beginning of it, so he's just going to skip to the end now. He just wants to see how it happened.
No.
Could have said skipping ads.
Watch on Netflix, and then you go, I'll watch this in a bit, and then you go too far on the bar, and then you're trying to go back to where you was.
I can't relate to that, I'll be honest. But if you ever skip ads on a podcast, it's like that.
That's why he's buffering. He's been skipping into his porn videos.
He's like, I've only seen up to number 3. Can't watch number 6 now.
Oh. Fucking
thank you, Sky.
You.
Thank you.
We're going to get lung cancelled, are you?
Your mum and dad don't listen to this podcast.
They don't.
Well, if they do, they know what you're up to, son. Cheers to that!
Should also say that you can expect a lot more.
Everyone shut it down, though.
Jesus.
I'm on about the podcast. My face is cramping from that.
Yeah, we should also say expect a lot more bonus episodes covering horror films and stuff like that. Expect to see Smith's face a lot more.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's fine. Got to look at me all the time, so.
But you're okay to look at. I'm visually impaired for the start. I mean, oh, shit. Okay. It's too much.
Lund's definitely
yeah, more horror shows. I know, yeah. You got somewhere to be, mate, yeah?
Yeah, for context for people, we've recorded this 4 times because we've almost cancelled ourselves on every take.
Yeah.
I would like to participate by saying that I was not one of the cancellers within the situation.
Our volunteer's tribute, it was me.
Too far, Tony. Too far.
Yeah, too far, Tony. We're also going to have guests on bonus episodes at some point as well. Just thought I'd tell you that.
Yeah, man.
Just thought you should know, just in case you needed it.
Just like repeat guests that we've already had on, because we've always wanted to bring some of them back on. We said that we're going to get them back on, so it'll be a cool way to do it.
Just shit.
Yeah.
Catching up from where we caught up from.
Yeah.
Chatting more, wham!
I think we've done it.
Yeah.
I can't feel my legs. Never mind. It's just gas.
Nice little Bob's Burgers reference for you there, people.
You're welcome.
Just getting a copyright strike.
Yeah. What, on a free podcast where we don't profit anything, so you can donate to our Patreon? But we don't have a Patreon, so never mind.
Just donate to us for free.
Right,
we're chatting on anyway now. Thanks for listening. Go check the Hardcore Project out. Like all the socials. Get following it. And it'll be out the Sunday following.
This Sunday.
This Sunday coming up. First episode. Yeah. Enjoy. No.
No.
Spoiler. Why am I not allowed to tell them? They're allowed to know.
Cutting that out. He said no.
Nah.
Yeah. No.
They're allowed to know. All right, just cut it out. Fuck them.
Do you know what I put over it?
Sensor beep.
Oh, like a beep. Put like a sensor over it or something.
Sorry. I'll just put eye poppy over it.
Yeah, just cover it. We'll cover it. And then you can all tell me off.
Yeah. Right, thanks for watching anyway. Thanks for listening if you're listening to it on Spotify. Yeah, nice one, Matt. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Au revoir.